Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights India's approach of replicable, scalable and sustainable health models, addresses 78th session of World Health Assembly. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh lauds Indian Armed Forces for targeting routes of terrorism across the border with accuracy and discipline during Operation Sindoor. India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor to begin tomorrow. India and the Netherlands agree to boost bilateral ties and cooperation in defence sector. Supreme Court restores condition of minimum 3-year practice as advocate to apply for entry-level post in judicial service. And Geeta Samota scripts history by becoming first CISF officer to scale Mount Everest. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed India's willingness to share its learnings and best practices in the health sector with the world, especially with the Global South. Mr. Modi highlighted that Global South is particularly impacted by health challenges, stressing that India's approach offers replicable, scalable, and sustainable health models. The Prime Minister made these remarks while virtually addressing the 78th session of World Health Assembly being held at Geneva in Switzerland.
Due to our initiatives, there has been a heartening development. The out-of-pocket expenditure as percentage of total health expenditure has fallen significantly. At the same time, government health expenditure has gone up considerably. The health of the world depends on how well we care for the most vulnerable. The Global South is particularly impacted by health challenges. India's approach offers replicable, scalable and sustainable models.
The Prime Minister emphasized that the future of a healthy world depends on inclusion, an integrated vision and collaboration.
Inclusion is at the core of India's health reforms. We run Ayushman Bharat, the world's largest health insurance scheme. It covers 580 million people and provides free treatment. This program was recently extended to cover all Indians above the age of 70 years. We have a network of thousands of health and wellness centers. They screen and detect diseases such as cancer, diabetes, and hypertension. Thousands of public pharmacies provide high-quality medicines at far less than the market price.
Mr. Modi also extended his congratulations to the World Health Organization, WHO, and all member states on the successful negotiations of the Intergovernmental Negotiating Body Treaty.
I congratulate the WHO and all member states on the successful negotiations of the INB Treaty. It is a shared commitment to fight future pandemics with greater cooperation. While building a healthy planet, let us ensure that no one is left behind. With a timeless prayer from the Vedas, Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramaya, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschit Dukh Bhag. Thousands of years ago, our sages prayed that everyone should be healthy, happy, and free from disease.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has lauded Indian Armed Forces for targeting routes of terrorism across the border with accuracy and discipline during Operation Sindoor. Addressing an event today in Lucknow, Mr. Singh said, the Indian Armed Forces have succeeded in eliminating a large number of terrorists in Pakistan through Operation Sindoor in response to the horrific Pehelgam terror attack.
हमारी जवाबी कार्रवाई जो हो रही थी इस बात का पूरा ध्यान रखा गया कि पाकिस्तान के आतंकवादी ठिकानों पर ही प्रहार किया जाए जहां सिविलियंस रहते हैं वहां पर किसी भी प्रकार का अटैक नहीं होना चाहिए एक कुशल सर्जन की भांति भारतीय सेनाओं ने ऑपरेशन किया है और इसके लिए मैं उन्हें बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूं और उनका मैं समझता हूं तालियां बजाकर सेना के जवानों का अभिनंदन किया जाना चाहिए
India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor will begin from tomorrow. with the first all-party delegation out of 7 set to depart for 4 countries. The first delegation, led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde, will embark for UAE, Liberia, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Sierra Leone. The government has announced 7 multi-party delegations to be sent to different countries to present India's firm stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri briefed the members of the 3 delegations at Parliament House in New Delhi today. Speaking to media after the briefing, Shiv Sena leader Shrikant Shinde said, "The way India has been fighting terrorism and dealing with Pakistan should be made known to the world."
जिस जिस देश में हम लोग जा रहे हैं किस प्रकार से भारत का स्टैंड पक्ष वहां पर रखना है और जिस तरीके से भारत इतने सालों तक टेररिज्म से लड़ता है जिस तरीके से पाकिस्तान भारत पर हमले करता है टेररिज्म को बढ़ावा देने का काम कर रहा है अलग अलग टेररिस्ट ऑर्गेनाइजेशन को पनाह देने का काम कर रहा है पाकिस्तान जिस प्रकार से ये कारनामे इतने सालों तक कर रहा है वो पूरे दुनिया को भी पता होना बहुत जरूरी है।
Our correspondent has filed this report.
After a befitting reply to Pakistan aggression with the successful conduct of Operation Sindoor launched in the wake of dastardly Pahalgam terror attack, India will kick-start its diplomatic outreach to further expose Pakistan, which has been promoting terrorism as its state policy. Out of the 7 multi-party delegation formed to reach out to the International Committee on Pakistan, nefarious design and India's successful anti-terror operation, first will embark for a 4-nation tour of UAE and West African countries. Another 6 delegation will also begin their tour in the coming days. The delegations will visit a total of 32 countries till 5th of next month to present India's firm stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. With Diwakar, Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
As the nation celebrates the success of Operation Sindoor, we pay a heartfelt tribute to the unmatched courage of our Indian soldiers. In honor of their unwavering dedication, Akashwani News brings you a special series dedicated to our armed forces. Today, we remember and salute the extraordinary bravery of Paramveer Chakravorty, Naib Subedar Bana Singh.
A native of Jammu, Naib Subedar Bana Singh was enrolled in 8th Jammu and Kashmir Light Infantry in January 1969. During June 1987, 8th Jammu and Kashmir Light Infantry was deployed in Siachen area. It was discovered that a large number of Pakistani infiltrators had intruded into the area. The ejection of these infiltrators was necessary and a special task force was constituted for the purpose. Naib Subedar Bana Singh volunteered to join the task force. The PAK intrusion had taken place at a height of 6,500 meters. Their position was virtually an impregnable glacier fortress with ice walls 457 meters high on either side. Naib Subedar Bana Singh led his men through an extremely difficult and hazardous route with courage and leadership. The task force crawled and closed in on the adversary. Lobbing hand grenades, charging with bayonet, and moving from trench to trench, Naib Subedar Bana Singh cleared the post of all intruders. He inspired the team by his indomitable courage and leadership. For conspicuous gallantry and leadership under most adverse conditions, Naib Subedar Bana Singh was awarded Paramveer Chakra. The nation salutes his bravery. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to German Chancellor Friedrich Merz and congratulated him on assuming office. Both the leaders reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen the strategic partnership between India and Germany. They also exchanged views on regional and global developments, expressing commitment to stay united in the fight against terrorism. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today met with Netherlands Prime Minister Dick Schoof in The Hague. During the meeting, both the leaders expressed satisfaction at the growing strategic convergences in the India-Netherlands relationship. They agreed to strengthen bilateral ties through regular high-level visits and exchanges. Dr. Jayashankar conveyed the country's appreciation for the statement of solidarity from the Netherlands in the fight against terrorism. The External Affairs Minister held a meeting with his counterpart, Foreign Minister Caspar Welskamp. The ministers expressed satisfaction over the progress in diverse sectors. Dr. Jaishankar also met with Defence Minister Ruben Brekelmans and agreed to further strengthen cooperation in the defence sector. The Baloch Yakjati Committee, BYC, a human rights body of Balochistan, has strongly condemned Pashtun genocide by the Pakistan government in Waziristan. In a statement, the BYC said, "For the past several decades, not only the Baloch and Pashtun nations, but also the oppressed nationalities of the entire region are facing the worst state repression, enforced disappearances of political leaders, extrajudicial killings, and ongoing military brutality." The Supreme Court today heard the petitions challenging the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 on the question of passing interim orders. During the hearing, the bench comprising Chief Justice B.R. Gawai and Justice A.G. Masih observed that for a stay of the statute, a strong case has to be shown. The Chief Justice emphasized that courts cannot interfere with laws passed by Parliament unless a glaring unconstitutionality is demonstrated. The bench will hear the Union Government tomorrow. The Apex Court today restored the condition that a minimum practice of 3 years as an advocate is necessary for a candidate to apply for entry-level posts in judicial service. The period of practice could be reckoned from the date of provisional enrollment. However, the top court said this condition will apply only to future recruitments. In Maharashtra, at least 6 people were killed and 4 others injured when a slab from one of the upper floors of a residential building collapsed in Kalyan City near Thane this afternoon. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis expressed grief over the deaths. In Kerala, the India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for the northern districts of Kozhikode, Wayanad, Kannur and Kasaragod, warning of extremely heavy rainfall. We have a report.
Many areas in the northern districts of Calicut and Kannur received heavy pre-southwest monsoon rains, resulting in the flooding of several low-lying areas in the region. Water entered a few homes, shops and offices, while road traffic was hit due to waterlogging at many places. The Met Department said the conditions are likely to become favorable for the onset of monsoon over Kerala during the next 4 to 5 days. It said under the influence of an upper air cyclonic circulation, which is likely to form tomorrow, and the strong northwesterly winds over Kerala and Lakshadweep, widespread heavy rainfall is likely to occur at isolated places in the region during the next 7 days. Rajmohan, Akashwani News, Kochi.
Mizoram has been declared a fully literate state. Chief Minister Lal Dhoma made the announcement in the presence of Union Minister of State for Education, Jayant Chaudhary, at Mizoram University in Aizawl today. Sub-Inspector Geeta Samota has become the first Central Industrial Security Force, or CISF, officer to climb the world's highest peak, Mount Everest, at 8,849 meters. The CISF said the historic achievement is a triumphant moment, symbolizing not just a personal victory, but the incredible resilience and strength fostered within the CISF and the nation. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings were 180 for 6 in 19 overs against Rajasthan Royals in Delhi when reports last came in. Earlier, Rajasthan Royals won the toss and opted to field. Both the teams are already out of the playoff contention. Major domestic equity indices saw more than 1% decline today. Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange fell 873 points to close at 81,186. At the National Stock Exchange, Nifty 50 fell 261 points to settle at 24,684. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights India's approach of replicable, scalable and sustainable health models, addresses 78th session of World Health Assembly. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh lauds Indian Armed Forces for targeting routes of terrorism across the border with accuracy and discipline during Operation Sindoor. India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor to begin tomorrow. India and the Netherlands agree to boost bilateral ties and cooperation in defence sector. Supreme Court restores condition of minimum 3-year practice as advocate to apply for entry-level posts in judicial service. And Geeta Samota scripts history by becoming first CISF officer to scale Mount Everest. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.